Blog Talk Radio.
Even though we're miles away, a galaxy apart, we'll always be together, 'cause love lives in our hearts. Goodbye is not forever, heaven's glory waits, 'cause through it all I'm standing tall, behind the pearly gates. When life is gone, it's okay to cry, but love lives on. The soul never dies, just know that I'm still with you. I'm just a prayer away, love lives on. I'm not gone. God made a way to bring me home, and though my body's gone, my soul is on in a better place, 'cause heaven's now my home. In God's perfect timing, we're going to meet again. I'll be flying with the angels, watching over you till then. When life is gone, it's okay to cry, but love lives on. The soul never dies, just know that I'm still with you. I'm just a prayer away, love lives on. I'm not gone. On earth things have a season, a beginning and an end, but heaven is forever, and we're gonna meet again. When life is gone, it's okay to cry, but love lives on. The soul never dies, just know that I'm still with you. I'm just a prayer away, love lives on. I'm not gone. Just know that I'm still with you, and I'm just a prayer away, love lives on. I'm not gone.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, to each and everyone at the sound of my voice, Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Dog. I do thank and I praise God for being here. And I thank and I praise God for another day. I thank and I praise God for blessing us to be able to come back to you one more time. And I just thank God that there's a time for reflection. And this time for reflection is not only in regards to grieving for death, but you could have a financial loss. You could lose all your money. That's something to grieve about. That can cause grief. Your worldly good, there could be a fire and you lose your home, a tornado. There are different type of grief. You can be injured. You could be sick. Amen. You could be heartbroken. Yeah. From losing your best friend or your fiance that you've been with for 5 or 6 years. There are just different reasons to be grieved. And also sometimes we just fall into depression. Don't even realize sometimes why you're depressed. So this is not, please don't think this is for anybody. to be laughed at or to be judged. We are not here to judge anyone. But praise God, we want to be able to hear what you have to say. If you have a question in regards of anything you're going through, we're here to hear you. If you just want to testify and talk, we're here to listen, not to interrupt or to make you feel bad, but to let you know that God loves you and we love you too.
Yes.
So at this point, we're going to begin. Again, this is an open forum. I also have Brother D with me, also Brother Tim.
Amen.
This is an open forum for you to just open up and just tell us what it is that's on your mind, on your heart. If you're heartbroken, we all get that way sometimes. Actually, when you look at the different reasons for us to have grief, it's a lot of them, several of them, that we have been through. But, you know, if we didn't go through something, how could we tell someone else to help them make it through it? We have to go through different things. Even to get to God's kingdom, we got to go through something. We got to be tried, in the fire. So I'm encouraging you today to just open up. Ask whatsoever you want to ask. Talk about whatsoever you need to talk about. If I can't give the answer, I have Brother D. I have Brother Tim. We will get you an answer. So we're opening up right now. Whosoever want to talk, whosoever want to ask questions, you're on right now.
Amen. Well, first, Sister Mary, I want to thank you for that outstanding introduction. And like you said, Brother Tim and Brother House is on standby. And again, I want to reiterate that these guys and these guys and gals take out of their time to try to help somebody else that might be in need. But I got a question, Sister Mary.
Amen.
You said a time for reflection. Where did you come up with that name, and what gave you the inspiration, or where did you get that, a time for reflection? And explain what that means. Some people might not know what that means.
Well, okay. When you asked me to do this show, you said do a show, a radio program, because I have so many people call, they lost a loved one, they lost this, lost that. So I prayed on it, and I just forgot all about it. I just didn't go back because at that time, God didn't give me anything. So when I started thinking about it, and this was even long before I talked to you, Brother Dog, when I started thinking about it, that's what came to me, a time for reflection. In other words, to look at ourselves, whatever is bothering us, I mean, to grieve, look back on the cause of the grieving. Even your financial situation or your health, look back on it. See, when we reflect on things, sometimes we actually understand why things happen. We actually understand what it's going to take for us to make it through this. If reflect on things, sometimes you even know who you need to talk to.
Amen.
So this
Amen.
Is why I said a time of reflection.
Yes, and Sister Mary, and since you said that, and since we are, some of us among the living, it's also some people on here want to come on and just say how grateful they are to still be here. With that being said, I got a brother here right now that then went through everything, and I'm gonna let him tell it the way he want to tell it.
All right,
901-4985. Identify yourself, and you got the floor.
How y'all doing today? How y'all doing today?
Well,
most of y'all don't
you?
Know me. For most of y'all that don't know me or do, my name is Keith Payne. But my when I come on the shows, they call me Kiki.
Kiki.
And I'm gonna tell y'all something. If y'all think I'm kidding, ask Dog. I called Dog this morning. Ask Dog what time do this show start? Because the reason why, last night, just sitting back and listening, you got to be a good listener to hear anything. Just to hear that young man say, I was doing good. And next thing I know, I was on the pump. I was on the machine trying to breathe. Well, I'm going to share this with you all. Last month, on a Saturday, I was in the car with my nephew. I was driving. And I had no problems. I had no issues. I was driving. We talked. We went and got something to eat. And I stopped at the shop to talk to a young man. And we were talking. And all of a sudden, my nephew said to me, he said, Unc, what you just say? And I said, what's wrong? He said, Unc, your words slurring. I said, what? He said, your words are slurring, man. So the guy was standing outside the car. He started laughing. He said, man, this man plays so much. And my nephew looked at me and looked at him. He said, no, dog, he ain't playing. Something going on with my uncle. I drove home, y'all. In the process of what I was going through, I drove back to my house. When I got back to my house, my nephew said, man, give me them keys. Give me the keys and call. I'll put the call up later. Get in my car. We got to go. He rushed me to the hospital. In the midst of rushing him to the hospital, I couldn't think about nothing, but I couldn't move my right hand, couldn't move my right leg, couldn't move my right arm, mouth twisted. At that time, I couldn't even talk. When I got to the hospital, y'all, and for him to come out there and bring me a wheelchair, my mind showed no one to, oh, Lord, I'm in trouble. That's all I can say, oh, Lord, I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
When they took me out that car and for them to roll me by all these other sick people, y'all, they rolled me back, sick people, to get me in the back.
Wow.
And I heard something, you all, that really, and I ain't gonna never take it for granted again in my life. I heard the nurse tell my brother, you got him here just in time. And every time I think about it, you got him here just in time. The only thing go through my mind is God is the on-time God. Yes, he is.
All right, now.
He might
yes,
not
he
come
is.
Where you want him, but he's always
there.
And I'm going to share this with y'all.
Yes, he is.
I was laying in that bed, and they got a medicine called TPN. I was laying in that medicine. They couldn't give it to me because my blood pressure was up. My blood pressure came down. The lady gave me this medicine, y'all, and 30, 45 minutes later, she said, Mr. Payne, you doing better. I ain't heard no
praise
more.
God. Look at
beat.
Jesus.
I don't know nothing, but let me tell you all this.
Jeez.
I said, how you figure I'm doing better? She said, you've been kicking your right leg for the last 15 minutes. I said, what? She said, now watch this. Move your hands. When she said move your hand, I started wiggling my fingers. Y'all don't hear me. When I started wiggling my finger, I said, oh, Lord. I started asking for some chicken. I said, well, she said, Mr. Brown, you can't have no chicken. I can do this, y'all. I can do nothing, y'all, but laugh about it. And people calling me.
Wow.
I was able to talk on the phone. If you look at the date I put it on there, the same day I put it on Facebook, the same day I had a stroke. You hear me?
Wow.
And the reason why I'm sharing this with y'all, at this point in my life, you all, Tim House know me. Brother D know me. Y'all really know me. Sister Mary, I don't really know you, but I love you. But I'm going to tell you this here.
Praise God.
Until you know my story, get back.
Mm-hmm. All right, man.
Get back.
Amen.
Get back. Because
you
don't
know.
You
hold up. You know what he said, Sister Mary.
You don't know.
The first thing he said was, oh, Lord. The first thing you said, Kiki, was, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
And see, and for me to hear that young man say last night, you all don't know, but I ain't gonna hold y'all time, but I'm gonna tell y'all something. Dog, when I got to talk to you, I was riding the day. And I would listen to my music.
Take your time, bro. That Marvin Sapp song came on.
About my testimony.
Right,
man, that song took me up. I don't know how it. Tell y'all something. All these guys that come on these shows, that laugh, and joke and think things funny. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell y'all something
Come on
right
now.
Mm-hmm. All y'all. You got a mailman coming down your street every day. One day you might miss your mailbox, but he ain't going to miss it every day.
Yes.
One day God going to come down your street.
Yeah.
And I heard
yes,
y'all
yes,
ask a question
yes.
last night, y'all. I turned the question around to dog today. It was dog being asked. Dog asked a question about if a person all of a sudden getting money and acting a certain way. Well, I'm going to change this question around. I'm going to present this to the show. Forget about the money. Forget about the cars. Forget about how fast you've been. Think about what I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden God turned his back on you like he turned your back on him.
Yes,
if all of a sudden,
yes, yes.
All
right,
if all
now.
Of a sudden you
Ooh,
laughing.
Lord.
All,
where will we be?
If all of a sudden you laughing and God's tearing because all of us is a product of God. God knew us before we knew ourselves.
Yes,
and there's a bunch of people, right? That one button ought to be jumping. Because let me tell y'all something. I ain't going to call no names. Me and dog talk. But let me tell y'all something. There's a bunch of people coming to this show, on this show, that is showing up that I know personally. Hey, they have been through something. But the only time you're going to call on God is when I need you. Lord, I need you right now. But let me tell y'all something. I say it all the time. See, we want God's sympathy. When our loved ones die, or when our loved, but let me ask y'all a serious question: who was there for God when His Son was up on the cross? Who held Him?
All right now,
who
know
told
that.
Him it was gonna be all right?
Boy, you preaching, right. Boy, you preaching.
Amen, amen. You know, my brother Keith, I really, really appreciate that you gave this testimony. And you know, as you was talking. Actually, I was taking a few notes on what you were saying because when you know, God always got somebody there watching over you.
He don't need us.
You didn't realize you had that stroke, but God had your nephew on alert, and there was nothing
you
that
say?
You did that
that's
he
it,
missed.
That's it. That's it.
See,
that's
that was
it.
God.
That's it.
That was God
that's
watching
it.
Out for you. When you
that's
hear
it.
People
that's
say
it.
God sent an angel, your nephew was your
yes,
angel.
I
mean, and what did he
God
say? He said,
angel,
come
right.
on, pull us, Colvin, jump
Don't
in that car and
right
got you to the hospital.
Yes.
Glory be.
Yes.
I tell you, everybody
right
go through something like
that's
this
it.
And God
that's
bring
it.
Them through. And I tell you another
that's
thing.
It.
I was writing down even before you said you had that stroke. But look how quickly God worked for you. He didn't leave you laying up with that stroke. Like some people say, I had a stroke and I was laying up for 3 or 4 days or 5 or 6 weeks. No, God healed you immediately. So you got something to praise him and thank him for. He don't do anything for you to keep it to yourself.
He's done enough.
He wants you to tell somebody.
Yes, he is. What if it had drove off? What if it had drove off? Show you the goodness of God. We like to say that God's an on-time God. We like to always tell people he's an on-time. But he's right there showing you he was on time. We like to tell people that God is a right-now God. He's right there to show you he was a right-now God, that he is. And see, what I like about God is that he's no shorter than his word. I like that about my father because I know that if I ask him for something, he's right here to grant it according to his wishes. So all we did was we went in prayer for Brother Kiki. We asked the Lord to heal Brother Kiki, and God did just for the children. See,
immediately.
A father, a father loves to give his kids what they ask for. It makes the dad feel good when he can give his child what he wants. So when we ask for prayer for Brother Kiki, Lord, don't wait till tomorrow. I know you're right now, God. Would you heal him right now? Would you show up in the hospital right now? Show up in Kiki's room right now. Lord, touch him right now. He's on time, God, brother. That's all, brother.
He's on time.
He's on time.
And
he's never been late. And look at how he's talking. Look at how clear
he
is.
Let me tell y'all something.
And he said he was speaking with a slur.
Let me tell y'all something.
In the name of Jesus.
I want y'all to hear me real good. Two Saturdays ago, I wish these guys, if they're on the phone, I wish they'd come on mute. two Saturdays ago, y'all, I was talking to Flop. I was talking to Chemo. I was talking to folks up north. I want y'all to hear me good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Tim was on the phone or not. Hear me real good.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning time, and I walk one time around the block, right? I was talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me good. I walked a second time around the block. And when it came out the third time, I told Chemo, ask him, y'all. I said, I can't talk to y'all no more the rest of the day. And Chemo started laughing. He said, well, out. And Pam was on the phone. He said, why not? I said, I done walked three times around this block. Now here I am back around again. I done walked four times around the block. I walked 3.5 miles every day. Do y'all hear me? I did it today.
Amen.
I will never in my life, as long as I live, take nothing,
for granted.
Absolutely nothing for granted.
For granted.
Never.
All right, now.
Never will I do it. But I know for myself, I know, and I'm going to tell y'all something else I did. At nighttime, sister, you know what my prayer is? I went back to the old school. Now lay me down to sleep. I pray
come
the Lord.
Come on now. I did that for years.
If I die,
before
I wait.
Before
I pray the
I
Lord.
Wait.
My soul to take.
My
that's all I say.
Yes.
God bless us as a unit. And that's my prayer every night.
That's a blessing.
That is my
and
prayer.
You know, it's a blessing to even pray. A lot of people don't pray. And I'm guilty sometimes. I go to sleep. But do you know God will wake me up? And I have to pray, and then I can go back to sleep. But what I want to say, your testimony was a blessing because, and I'm talking of the fact that God's showing now that He's a right now God. It started when we prayed for brother Dog for his dog. See, I don't care to some people that say, well, I don't know what he upset about a dog, but people love their dogs, okay? Now, I wouldn't have a dog because I'm scared of him, but he loved his dog. We prayed for his dog. The next day, next day?
Dog came back home.
But
he
got
his
dog back. They brought his dog back. But then let me show you. See, God is beginning to show us. See, a lot of people say, well, I done prayed and prayed and God didn't answer. But God is a right now God. Look what let me tell you what I did. I went on the weekend. I had to laugh. I said, Lord, I thank you. I went to J.C. Penney's. I said, well, since I'm kind of broke, I'm going to go to J.C. Penney's, and I'm going to buy what I need on my credit card. Well, my credit card is red, and my bank card is red. Me and my unthinking self, not paying any attention, I pay for everything with my credit card, with my bank card. So I leave there, wasn't paying no attention still. Went to Sam's to get some tissue and some paper plates. Get up there to pay for it. I had no money because I spent all my money at J.C. Penney's. And look at God. I'm showing how God, look how God do, though. This man behind me, I was having so much trouble still not realizing I had to spend all my money on my card. And I said, sir, I'm so sorry. I say, I hate to keep you waiting like this. He said, oh, I'm used to it. Now, I'm going to show you how God planted this man to wait to take care of me. He was a white man. He wouldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't even ask me to hurry up. He waited. So I called my daughter. I said, oh, let me call my daughter. I remember I checked my bank account. I said, oh, my God, I paid for my stuff with the wrong card. So I called my daughter. I said, they used to send me some money to pay for this. I said, because I spent the money off of my card instead of charging it. So she sent me the money to pay for it. So when I got ready to go, the man say, I want to help you. Let me help you. Well, me being me, I'm like, well, you don't have to. I said, I might be a little broke, but I'm okay. He ring up his stuff real fast, and he followed me right on over there. He said, I want to help you. He said, let me help you. Let me give you some money. And after I had turned him down so many times, you know, God had just put that man down, and he refused to move. As I had turned him down so many times, I said, okay, thank you so much. That man put a $100 bill in my hand. I said, look at Jesus. I said, Lord have mercy. I said, sir, God bless you. Thank you so much. Can I hug you? Mm-hmm. He said, yes, you can. Yeah. I hugged him, and I thought about Brother Dog's dog. I said, God, begin to show himself up right now.
Look at
your condition.
Amen. Well, Sister Mary, we don't want to hear about you, Sister Mary. We want to hear about that. We want to hear about the other people.
No,
on the show. We want to hear about you, Sister Mary.
I just want to show how God is working right now. Go ahead.
But hold on. I want to bring another call on. Kiki, don't you go to? I'm going to leave everybody, Michael. Before I bring another call on it, because some of the stuff Kiki was trying to say, but he didn't even want to say it. And Brother D and Brother Houston told me, don't try to make nobody come to God or nothing. And like I said, when we get in trouble, that's when we call God. Then once we get out of trouble, we leave away. So and my next caller, I wanted to put her in that same category, but I noticed she gets better and better. So I read, we all just can't turn around at one time. And the other week, she said she wasn't ready. Sister Mary, just like you said, you wasn't ready. Okay, well, the day she hit the one button, I reckon she's ready to go.
Please, God.
And I hope so. And it's sort of like my stepdaughter, and it's Little Emily. So, Little Emily, your mic is open. What you want to say, Little Emily? You got the flow.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Emily.
All right. Well, yeah, he's right. I wasn't ready to come on last week. I was having a bad week. I was just down, and I didn't want to bring anybody else down. So that's what I do. But anyways, I prayed about it. But this week I didn't just pray. I read my devotions every day, and it's just amazing just how much better you feel just when you read more. It's just it really goes a long way, because I have plenty of testimonies. I just don't know which one I want to share first, but I'm going to try to keep it short tonight. We had a rough year this year. My grandma Ruby passed in January, and then I had a miscarriage in June, and then my papa passed in August, and I was actually there for that. My nana called me when she knew he was, about to pass. And I remember just sitting there that last hour, and I just held his hand, and I just prayed for him that he just went peacefully. And, I'm glad that I did that. I didn't think that I was going to be strong enough to, but it made the world of a difference. Holidays are coming up. So, of course, we're struggling, but God's good if you let him be, and you have to put him first. You can't just pray. It's not about that. It's like being in a relationship with somebody, but more. Like, he has to come first in everything for anything to ever go right.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I got for right now.
All right.
And I prayed right before I was talking to, because how am I pressing one? I
get Emily.
Please just let me do this. So, I feel good.
All right.
Please,
may I
know
what else
I'm
about?
Hey,
dog. Go ahead. Now, I'm going to share this with y'all, too.
Go ahead, King. No, I was going to tell you and Emily that what I hear in you, Emily said that she didn't know if she was going to be strong enough. And you came on with all the roughness that's out there. Brother Kiki, I just said the Bible says this, and I'm just going to tell you why I'm saying this, and it's because God is going to use you and Emily to do some mighty things. And the Bible says in Acts says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. That's the one I want you to hear. In Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth, what you have done, you don't know how many people are on the internet and on the phone, Kiki and Emily, that hear your testimony, and you are strengthening them. And that's why God helped spare your life, because he knew that you would speak good of him and that you would continue to praise him and lift him up and give him the glory that he deserved. And that's why he spared your life. As Brother D said, they could have drove off your nephew. You could have had a stroke and died right there. Emily said that she could have lost her mind right there, but she rubbed her dad's hand and granddad, and she just did what she did, and now she can come on this phone and tell others of how God strengthened her and the things that she went through. It seemed like the whole world was coming to an end, but she's made it and she's here. God uses people like that, that he knows you're his people, and he uses you to speak good of him so other people will know.
Amen.
That he is God and
Amen.
God all by himself. So,
and
mm-hmm.
I pray
and when you testify.
Go ahead,
Emily.
Oh, no, I was just saying I pray I continue to be able to be used, you know. I want to be a walking testimony. I am, and, you know, I don't get to share it
you
often,
are.
You know, so it's great to have a platform.
So when you testify, things that happen like that, you, Brother Keith, the same thing could have happened to someone else, and the fact of hearing
mm-hmm.
your testimony will encourage
mm-hmm.
them.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
We go through stuff.
You know,
God want us to tell somebody to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share this with y'all. Remember I said about the stroke now. Remember that? I said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've been feeding a homeless shelter for the last 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had
yeah.
the stroke, let me tell y'all how things work. It wasn't funny to me, but it really opened my eyes. The lady that was over the shelter,
mm-hmm.
she asked me, how you doing? And she asked me a question that really brought a smile on my face. And y'all know what it was? Will you be able to feed that shelter this year?
Mm-hmm.
And my response
mm-hmm.
to her was, who else going to do it?
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm away for Thanksgiving Day. We still fed
mm-hmm.
the same shelter we've been feeding for next year, be 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I got myself ready, went out there to that shelter,
right.
And I'm going to tell y'all nothing but the God's on the truth. I felt I was just coming around, and I felt so bad, y'all, at that shelter. I had to go to the car two or three times and let my seat back and lay down because the doctor had me on the wrong medicine. It was making me sick. But I didn't know it at that time.
Jesus.
I laid back mm-hmm. in the seat, and I was just that dizzy. I was just that discombobulated. But I had just enough energy, just enough strength for God to say, if you yet hold on.
All right, man.
I'm going to bring you through this.
He was getting that paycheck that Brother D was talking about. He was getting that check. He was just getting his check. And little Emily, whether you know it or not, she did the same thing, getting stuff together for people. I think it was for Christmas or Thanksgiving. When did you do that, Emily? You was getting those packages together for the people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so that's just y'all getting paid.
You know what's crazy, dog? You want to know something
uh-huh.
crazy?
Uh-huh.
I just talked to my auntie today, and I had just mentioned Emily. I haven't heard from her big head self in a while now. But I had just mentioned Emily and her mother to my auntie today, and here she come on.
We
mm-hmm.
sure did.
The Chump, you
well,
said
that's
you
what,
call,
that's
man,
what I was talking
head
about.
Head
seems well. Like people get away from it. Once they get out of that storm, they kind of go away from it. Then when the storm comes, they got to come back. So basically, you got to say, but Sister Mary, before we get too far, and it's a good discussion, and I love you, and God bless us for doing this. And Sister Mary, let me ask you a question. Now, can this be a two-edged sword? Because I talked to somebody called me today and said they're going to listen to the show,
mm-hmm.
and they want to listen to the show, but then they say on the other side, they really don't want to listen to it because it brings back memories that they don't want to talk about. Tim, explain that to me, Sister Mary, because I can understand where he was coming from. I can. You know, they said they don't want
to
listen.
That's why you
because
need to talk.
Because when you think of, I'm fixing to get there. When you think of things like that and you have suffered with it for so long and you just don't want to remember it because it hurts so bad. And as someone just said, that is when you need to talk because the more you talk, the easier it will
mm-hmm.
get on you. That burden will be lifted off you because, see, you're grieving and you're holding on to that grief. You're holding on
mm-hmm.
to that pain. But
mm-hmm.
as you
mm-hmm.
let it out into the atmosphere, see, when
mm-hmm.
God bless us because we open our mouth and talk to him, see, he hears
mm-hmm.
this program. He sent the right one to actually open it up, Brother Keith, because
mm-hmm.
of what he
mm-hmm.
went through.
Amen.
Sister
mm-hmm.
Emily, all that she
mm-hmm.
has been going, and this has been an ongoing thing for her.
Yes.
So when
yes.
you
yes.
talk about it, you will find your burden is lighter. Rather than holding it in, it's hard, mm-hmm. and we have to be careful holding things in because that could cause us to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
That could even mm-hmm. cause us to die. So Proverbs mm-hmm. 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So when you feel like you got the whole song in, think about it. Trust God. Mm-hmm. Talk to somebody and see how much better you'll feel. We're not going to laugh at you. I don't care what the situation is. We're not going to judge you, no matter what the situation is. But you relieving the burden off of you. God said, give me all your burden.
Yes.
And then he said, bring your burden. He said, then leave them here. Leave them with God. Don't give him your burden and pick them up and take them back.
That's right.
And
see,
that's
what
not
happened,
the easiest thing to do.
The problem is not gone. It's not that talking about it going to erase the problem. It just makes it easier mm-hmm. for you to deal with the situation.
To deal with
Because you open up, see, like she said, it's like a pressure cooker. You know, if you open that mm-hmm. thing while it's hot, whatever is in there going to spew everywhere. As well, you mm-hmm. want to let it cool off if you're talking about it to someone that has a listening ear. A God fearing listening ear is like letting it cool off, and see, then it become easier to open mm-hmm. up. You know that's what that is.
Yeah, and if you cry, don't worry about it. Crying relieves the pain as well.
Man.
It relieves your burden as well. I mean, some people don't like to talk and don't like to cry because they don't want nobody to know they cry because they feel like I'm strong and I'm this. No, God wants to see your broken heart.
It takes a strong person to cry.
God likes a contrite spirit. When you're brokenhearted and you're going to break down and you're going to tell God exactly everything that's in you, you're going to pull it all out. And that's when your blessings will start. He will take that burden.
Yes, sir.
Look, let me share something with y'all. You know, since I've been going through this transition, I ain't even said sick. I'm going to say a transition. Because to me, it was a transition.
All right, now.
Because I've been going through mm-hmm. transition. Let me tell y'all something. I talked to a brother of mine, and I ain't never been big, y'all. I've always been a little guy, but I always had stomach. So I lost mm-hmm. 10 or 12 pounds out of my stomach. And I talked to him today, and I didn't mean to make him feel bad, but I had to tell him something. He said, man, you lost how many pounds? I said, 10 or 12 pounds. And he started laughing. I let him get through laughing. Y'all was a good laugh. And when it got to land, I told him something. I said, check this out. I said, I done lost 10 or 12 pounds. I said, you want them? He said, what? Man, he's still crying. I said, do you want them? You want them 10 or 12 pounds? And he said, where you going with this? I said, so you laughed when I told you I lost 10 or 12 pounds. But what I want you to do when I see you today or tomorrow, I'm going to put them 10 or 12 pounds that I lost off of me. I'm going to put them on your shoulders. I want you to walk around with him all day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what you mean? I said, losing them 10 or 12 pounds actually made me feel better, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I got that weight out of my stomach. But you too silly to understand that makes me, I'm your brother, we laugh and talk all day. But you don't mm-hmm. want to see the seriousness of it. Everything is a joke to you. But I'm here to tell y'all something. Laughter is good for the soul. I'm telling y'all that. But, dog, you will see Brother D, Sister Mary, Brother House, Emily, all y'all. I'm telling y'all something. Since I've been going through this transition, I'm going to laugh, I'm going to joke, I'm going to have fun. But you know what? I'm going to respect what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
I take everything real humble now. And
mm-hmm.
I know, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I know who my Savior is.
Mm-hmm.
I will put, I promise y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, I love each and every one of you all. I got people I talk to on a daily basis. That men, no offense, mm-hmm. Sister Mary, but I'm going to say mm-hmm. men, and especially men of color,
we got a mad problem with saying, I love you, brother. See, you'll come on here and call me a B and a H and talk about my mama, talk about my children, talk about my finance, but you got a bad problem when I tell you I love you. Hey, man, dog, I love you. D, I love you. Oh, I love you. See, that makes me look some kind of way. But I figured it out. When I tell you I love you, here's what you got to understand. I got to love my, I ain't going to tell you I love you, Sister Mary, but I don't love me. So if I, and I'm genuine with what I'm telling you, I tell you I love you, believe me, I love me first. And there's so many people out here in this world, in this small world, Brother D, let me tell you what I know as a person. I fixed a lady's car a few months back, y'all. And when I got through with it, her insurance check wasn't what it's supposed to be. I didn't even worry about it. So whatever it is, give it to me. We done. I took her car 3 days later, dog. The lady started crying. I said, what are you crying for, chick? She said, I didn't know how we were going to do this. But that ain't what touched her. You know what she told me? She said, Keith, I'm going to tell you something. And she started crying. She said, I've been doing something wrong for years. I said, what are you talking about, baby? She said, I've been praying for everybody else. And I ain't been praying for myself. I said, what? She said, I've been going to church. I go to prayer meetings. I go to Bible study. I get on my knees at night. I do this. I do that. She said, I've been praying for everybody else. I hadn't been praying for myself. She said, I got to pray for myself, Keith. And, man, that went through me, dog, like I had an eclect, dog. I said, what?
Amen.
You telling the truth. She ain't lying, y'all. You got to pray for yourself. You got to, sister. You got to. And all these people
as
think
well
they got up. Look, everybody think they got up that morning. Everybody think they got up this morning, pushed that alarm clock, or your old lady hunched you on the side, or something happened. Ooh, we thank God for the alarm clock. Thank God. No. Your old lady didn't wake you up. Because I'm here to tell you, when you lay down at night and you go into a dream, you're dead.
Sure is.
When you dream, did you know that, dog? When you dream, dog, did you know you were dead? Did you know that?
When you sleep and don't dream, you still, in a death-like state.
That's right.
If it was not for God, one person get you up.
So you take that dream, that's why y'all think y'all see premonitions while you sleep? Why you think you can say, man, I done seen this somewhere. That's God showing you a premonition.
Mm-hmm.
It may come true and it may not, but you've seen it. Am I telling the truth, sister? You've seen it somewhere.
That's true. And then when you see it again, it's deja vu. You say, I know I've seen this before. I know I've been to this place. I've did that several times. I know, So, yes, God will show you stuff. I ran across people that I knew and had never met them before.
That's a premonition.
Well, Sister Mary, I got a slightly semi-long confession I need to bring up whenever I can, if you let me. Can I come in now?
And go ahead, yes.
Okay, Brother D always be telling me this, and you be telling me about and I don't hear y'all preach about, in 10 miles of them, y'all be telling me that, God showed, and y'all be saying y'all seeing stuff in me. Now, little Emily, I need you to reflect on this, because the day we had one of our racing brothers that passed, and the day was his viewing. Now, Sister Mary, I never went to a viewing where didn't nobody said nothing. So I'm at the viewing. I come in there, it's probably about 20 to 30 people there when I come in. And they hadn't even started nothing. So I'm saying, okay, routine, they give out the obituary, everything, the little folder for, showing his wife and all that. And so I come up in there, so everybody's in the lobby just waiting because they said it was just going to be a viewing. I've never been to a viewing where it just was a viewing, and And when they said the viewer, I thought they was going to, you know, the preachers were going to come up there, somebody was going to sing a song and all that. But they didn't do nothing. They didn't do nothing, Sister Mary. So me, I don't know what happened to me. I don't know. Nobody there. Ain't one person when I got there that I know. Eminem, I'm talking about that Johnny English is viewing the day. Eminem know who I'm talking about.
We got there like 5:30.
Mo told me. I went over to Mo after I left there. But anyway, let me tell the story because something that happened to me and I need somebody to tell me what's going on. So I'm in there with 20, 30, 40 strangers, Sister Mary, at the funeral home. And like I said, I never been to a funeral and then with a viewing and they didn't say nothing. But now the preacher was there and he was telling everybody that he came out and told everybody that I need all the family and the sisters and brothers and relatives to become view the body. So we still was out there in the lobby, probably about 15 of us then because it was about 10 or 15 of his relatives. And so they went back there and they stayed back there and they stayed back there. We still out there. They went back there and closed the door. We stayed. We still out there in the lobby.
Wow.
So finally, they opened the doors up and told us that we could come view the body. And I'm still sitting up here. I'm messed up. I'm over here. I'm ashamed, but I couldn't help it. I'm over here crying. I'm still out there in the lobby crying.
Yeah,
I mean, and it looked like I was the only one crying. Everybody was looking at me. I can feel them looking at me with Sister Mary. I didn't care. I didn't care.
That's all right.
So when I went around there, when I went around there to view them, you know, they started letting us come in to view them because they, you know, because of this COVID, they didn't want everybody in at one time. So when it was my time to go through there, when I got to the door, I saw him on the door, and I really was crying then, but I wasn't crying loud. I was just tears just in my. So I didn't know nobody there speak. But you know, I read the little pamphlet they give you, and so his fiance name was Perry. So, and I recognized her from some of the pictures on his Facebook. So I went over to her. I passed right on by the casket where he was at, and I said, "Ma'am, do you mind if I play a song for Johnny?" And she said, "Go right ahead." So Brother D, I'm talking, I played this song when the gates, I played that song. I stood there on my phone, in my phone, in the middle of the thing, standing right by him, and played that whole song. I played that song. The people in there started the clapping and the amen, and it just like, I was the preacher. And so, man, they said, "Who you is? What are you?" Everybody want to know who I was. And, man, that touched me today. And I left, you know, when I left out of there, I felt good. I felt good. But I felt like I was in another world. And I just, it's like I went and just took over the ceremony. So what happened?
That was God touching you. That was God touching you. That, listen, that playing those songs and connecting like you do, Brother D tell you all the time, Brother Tim also, that is your ministry. See, you don't have to preach to have a ministry. You don't have to, you know, do what we all do to have a ministry. That is your ministry. Nobody was there. It seems nobody cared enough to bury the man properly or to speak words over him. And see, oftentimes you'll hear a preacher say when they preach in a funeral, "I'm not preaching to the brother, he's dead. But I'm preaching to the ones that's living." There is always a message in the word that is preached at a funeral, not for the dead, but for the living. And as there was no one there, when the gates swing open, you played that song for the people that was there. And that the fact that that song was played, it began to touch their hearts. And listen, they may not have said nothing to you, Brother Dog, but they're going to tell a lot of people what you did today or whatever day it was at that funeral. They're going to tell it. That was your ministry.
1 o'clock today.
It was today.
1 o'clock today.
It was God. And see, that's how God reached people. I tell you oftentimes you have a good heart. But see, God is going to save you, Brother Dog. Because you have a job to do. Even if it's picking that right song for people not only at a funeral, but anywhere it's needed, you're going to do it. Because that is a commission that you have to do. Somebody else prayed that song would not have meant what it meant when you played it. Does that make sense to you? Okay. So that is your commission. And that was God's work. That was not your work. That was God's work. He was working through you, brother dog.
I'll say this to what you're saying. A lot of time we think that we done wrong all our lives or for so long in our lives and didn't serve God when we was young, and we done got old now. And we listen to the naysayers. And we have to understand the naysayers is nothing but Satan. And he wants us to truly believe that I done got too old now. God can't use me. But I stopped by today to let you know he can use a donkey. He can surely use an old person. He wants you when you're young. He really do. But he'll take you when you're old. Because the Bible says he has no respectable person. That's what the Bible says.
But you know,
so
one other thing I want you to know that
I stayed on too long. No, I was just saying, even though I stayed out in the world for a long time, God has still allowed me to come in. All I got to do is just open my arms, open my heart, and confess with my mouth. And he's journeyed to the spot. Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes, he is. So never let no one convince you that you can't come. Never.
One final thing I want you to always remember, Brother Dolph, when you look back on what you did today, you did that with boldness. And that's what God wants. Mm-hmm. God wants bold people that's not ashamed or afraid to do his will. Mm-hmm. And you was not ashamed with all those people you didn't know. You stood up there and you played that song.
Yeah,
God touched that.
And then we played it. And yes. And, well, Sister Mary, we got another caller coming in here, if you don't mind. Mr. Goon, your mic is open.
Yes, sir. Good evening, everybody. Sister Mary.
Good evening.
Sister Emily and the gentlemen. And dog, I want to say I love you, man. The man saved by love. But all night long, after I talked with y'all, I had some of them out. I tossed and turned in my bed trying to figure this thing out. And this morning I got up and I tried to contact the show. I called the same number, but come to find out that was, you know, the number to the show. So I wouldn't really want to get to that show anyway because the guys were just on there talking a little junk after that this morning. But I wanted to talk with Dog because one thing about that man right there, I looked at him on that thing for years. I looked at this man back on, he been on that back talking junk for years. I said, you know, one day I'm going to talk big junk to that man. When I finally got to this man, and here I am tonight again, y'all, knowing that God brought me down that lane to him. I come down that lane to him, and I had a rough go going through it all this year right here. My buddy, he got his kidneys transplanted, and he said, you know what, I ain't going to be able to go, but you're going to have to go and make it anyway. But God let him stood up in that stand too. He let him came right to that stand with me. And when I came down that line and I finally got my focus, because I prayed all the way down the lane because there was a lot on the line. But we prayed and prayed and prayed, and I finally got down there and we got that over. And I looked and seen the same man, and I said, he was saying, you know, because he's very outspoken. Because this platform that Dog has got going, and I'm hearing Sister Emily say about the platform that, you know, how it's opening up my prayers, and I know that it's going to get better. It's got to get better. Because people like myself, that came upon you people last night, I just want you to know, I lied to y'all last night when I say, well, I go to church every Sunday. No, I go to virtual church every Sunday. Because when I get in church, everybody in the church know I'm in the church. But we ain't been going for about a year now. So we've been going on the phone, and finally, last night, I was able, and I want to say to y'all, thank y'all for letting me just be able to open up and get some of the things off of my chest, because I believe there's someone out there somewhere tonight might be a little ashamed to try to you know, open up like I did last night and just get some of the stuff, because you got to get it off your chest. The way I feel about God and this man right here, that me and him is tied together now. Because I'm down here in North Carolina, and I got, you know, plenty of land and a few dollars, you know, but we come up with a good car and we ran. But after all, it wasn't about the winning of that race. I feel like what God did for me, he didn't only let me win that race right there, but he put me in a race with this man right here that I can see what he's finally doing. Because I used to see him as just a junk talker or started stuff, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. But it's way more to him than that. I got to say, it's way more to him than that. He's
I have a question.
He's a man that,
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. As a matter of fact, I spoke about you earlier when I talked to Dog. I told Dog, you did some good things last night, man. It takes a strong man to come off mute. And I told Dog, I said, Dog, remember when you was talking to him and he couldn't say nothing? I said, Dog, this spirit really started running through him, Dog. See, I know it did. Because you got a grown man talking about God, and all of a sudden he stopped. He stopped talking about God and tell you, give me a minute. He don't need no minute.
Thank you, Lord.
Get himself together.
Yeah,
but let me tell you this. You said something real important. When you're dealing with God, what if God go on mute and put you on hold the way you said people go on mute and put God on hold? Oh, my God.
All right, man.
Where
that's
would
true.
You be at then?
That's true.
Where would you be at then? What?
Yeah, but Mr.
How would you
Goon,
feel
Mr.
when the gates get ready to swing open?
Yes.
Right.
How would you feel
but
when
Mr.
the
Goon,
gates swing open? You getting ready to go up there to the
gate? You know, like I said.
Huh?
I got a lot of stuff to be talking about in this, but I don't want the show ain't about me. It's a Sister Marion. It's Sister Marion's show. It's just that I'm human too. I be want to know some questions too. So if y'all could, you know, don't direct everything toward me. It's Sister Marion's show. So you don't direct it toward me.
I appreciate that, dog.
Right.
But God is in this, and I can't help what I say because my tongue is. I ain't gonna be cussing and I ain't gonna be doing it, but I'm gonna be telling the truth. And I'm gonna be telling what I feel.
Amen.
And I'm gonna be telling it.
Amen.
Like, you know,
amen.
So I got to tell it because I already know there's something about this because that car, I worked on it for a whole year. I took it to the testers out there. I met another good man out there, Rico at Piedmont, and him and I, we shared and Yeah, but he told me, said, well, you know, Willie, I can't make it down to Florida with you because my leg won't let him go. He said he can't go with me. He said, well, I'll try to get the boys to look out down that way for you because you're going to be down there. And he says, I can't go with you, him and Bebe, they told me. They said they can't go, but I came on anyway because I know my friends and the people that really put all the effort towards this thing, I know what they want. But I say, not putting it all towards you, dog, but you know you got a job to do, dog.
Amen.
You got a job.
Amen.
And I can see it.
Amen.
It's more than race cars. This platform, what I've stepped upon, it let me sleep good last night. I slept good last night.
Amen.
I got up this morning trying to get the phone call in because I wanted it. And you know what? If you look on your phone right now, when I plugged in, it was exactly 6 o'clock. I couldn't wait all day. I've been out there in the yard working and stuff out the bed. I got to talk to dogs and people and Mr. Mary and all of the everything.
That's what Sister Mary wanted to have it for. I wanted to have it, and that's what we wanted to have for. Some people might say that, you know, we did long winded, but Sister Mary said, you know, it's her program, and she said that's what she want to do. Sometimes people just need to talk to get it off their chest. Sometimes they just need to
be able to. And I think
sometimes you have to get
it
out.
It does help.
Yeah.
It does.
And see,
really
that was recorded
years ago.
That's what's recorded.
Can I tell you guys something?
Sister Amberlee,
yeah,
Brother Dog, my brother Kiki, I like to keep it real, and that's what we have to do. When you do things like this and you come and you help other people, don't think, and I'm going to show you, Dog, in your own life. I'm going to show you guys. Watch this. When you do what you're doing, you're helping other people, you're confessing to God, don't you know the devil get mad? And he come at you with everything you can. Get prepared.
Amen.
Get prepared. Pray, like Kiki say, for yourself. Pray that God strengthen you and continue to hold you. And brothers and sisters like this, walk together. You, Brother D, always say, you can call my number any day, any night, any time. Same with me. Same with Sister Mary. Now watch this, Dog. You get on here and you play great music. And you're doing what you're doing. And then five minutes later, we get off the line, and you tell them guys, hey, man, I'm not trying to cuss. I'm not trying to cuss. I'm not trying to cuss. And they just keep bombarding you until they try to make you do what they want you to do.
Amen.
So what I'm trying to tell you, be prepared. Be prepared, my brothers and sisters, and call on the name of the Lord and call to your friends and ask them to listen and pray for you and read your Bible. Strengthen yourself, because the Bible said with constant use you strengthen yourself. You train yourself to detect good and evil. So that's what you guys got to remember. You cannot walk this walk by yourself. You can't stand in this paint by yourself. You can't do it. You're not independent of each other, but we are interdependent on each other.
But then the Bible also let us know that thou should love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And with all thy mind. That's the first commandment, to love God even more than yourself. Let yourself come second to God. God wants you to love him and only him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And thank you for that, Brother Tim. And that was such a true saying. When you do things for God, when you're doing good, Satan is right there waiting to try to tear you down. But that's when you have to be of good courage. Did we have anyone else, Brother Dog?
Well, Sister Mary, before we go further, hey guys, if you got a little background noise, mute your phone, please. Sister Mary, if you don't mind, if you get one of the prayer warriors, you are one of the prayer warriors, go ahead and say another prayer for Brother Big Eddie. That was, Brother Big Eddie, because I heard he was still in the hospital, and we just hope he's doing better. Could we just say a prayer for Big Eddie and hope he gets better? I mean, it just seems to be bothering me.
You know something, Brother Dog? It's funny you say that, because he contacted us today. I'm going to say between 3:40 something and 4 o'clock to let us know that he was listening. He really appreciates the prayers. And the doctor saying that it looks like he'll be going home tomorrow. So
Praise God. He will show up and show out.
We always pray, Brother Dog. Ask me to pray. We always pray. The Bible says we should always pray.
And it's a blessing. And not to faint.
The Bible says man should do. Yes, amen. Man should pray in season.
Go ahead and pray for him, Brother
season.
D.
I have a young man on my line. I don't know if he want to say anything or not. But if he do, he will. I'm not going to call a name. If he want to speak, he will. He's another brother. That was out in the world, come in, born and raised in church, like we all stepped aside and went our own ways, but saw his way to make himself back home. The Lord blessed him in a mighty, powerful way. Hell, it is that happened with him could have cost him his life.
I'm just thankful, man. I ain't got much to say.
Amen.
Let's just pause. Let's just pause for a moment and let's get the praying for the brother, please.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen.
Father God, we come before you. Another blessed day. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you for allowing us to come and get together once more again. So you say in your word to fret not to assemble ourselves, you one with another. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we had a little talk with you about one of our brothers. We know him as Big Eddie. We ask you, Lord, to allow your angels to stop by his bedside and touch his feeble body, not knowing what the pain was, not even knowing what the sickness was, but knowing that we was talking to the Almighty. Knowing that we're talking to the doctor above all doctors. Knowing, Lord, that you're able to do all things but fail. And we want to tell you thank you, Lord. We thank you for allowing to give us a call today to let us know that tomorrow he'll be released. Knowing, Father, that you showed up. And that's all we can say, Father. That you showed up. And we just thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We thank you. Thank you,
Jesus.
We thank you for how you blessed the service that we're having right now. We thank you as you continue to bless, continue to keep us.
Yeah.
Continue to give us a mind to want to say yes to your word and do your will, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. My soul say
thank
yes
you,
to
Lord
your word.
Jesus.
Yes to your way. Right now, right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let the heart say amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. God is truly good. He's so good. Brother Dog made mention of him, and Brother Jeff called. Said, I'll be released tomorrow. That's God showing
amen.
Up. Amen. It's showing out.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
A lot of times we missed the boat. You know, a lot of times, sister and brother, we missed the boat. You know, the old saying said you can't see the forest for the trees. And a lot of times you truly can't because you're looking for this big old conglomerate blessing and you don't see how God is blessing you every day. Every day.
Man.
You know
amen.
Something? You all want to know something? It's somebody right now. I hate to say it like this, but I'm gonna say, I like to keep it real. It's somebody right now saying, you going to call the dog show? Or y'all going to call and listen to the sisters and the brothers talk about, and you know what they say?
Amen.
Man, I don't want to call and listen at that. I don't want to hear that. We're trying to race. And the first time you break your fingernail the wrong way, hey, dog, can you have a special show for us tonight, dog? I broke my fingernail, and it's hurting real bad. People do not understand. I'm going to say this again, y'all. Say this again. God ain't on your time. All these people sitting back, got something to say, don't want to get God healed. If it keep on going the way it's going, I'm going to make a vow to y'all. This prayer and this open forum that y'all having, it too shall come just as big as Monday and Tuesday. You watch
amen.
What I tell you. I'm declaring
amen.
I'm declaring it and I'm decreeing it.
Thank
I'm declaring
you.
It and I'm decreeing it. I'm telling you.
Thank
that's it. That's, I'm telling you. I'm going to say it again. I'm declaring it and I'm decreeing it. Because I'm going to say it again. Until God come down your street. And until God knock on your door. Because everybody's circumstances ain't the same.
That's right.
It ain't the same. But Brother D, I want you to say something for me that you told me the second or third time we had prayer. And you know what I want you to say. I ain't going to ask you to say it. You know what I want you to say. Say it, brother. Say it, brother D. Say it, brother D. Say it, brother D. Say it right now, brother D. Say it right now.
I'm getting old. I can't remember. Like
I'd rather praise God.
I know.
Don't play with me, Brother D. I'm not playing. I ain't mad.
Brother,
I ain't joking.
I take pride in serving my father. And I truly say it for you. I tell my brother sometimes. I ain't kind of got away from it. I got to get back to that, too. I'd rather serve the Lord every day of my life and get to the end and find out that it was not true. Then to not serve and get to the end and find out that he's just what he said he was.
Like
all right,
man. You're
working every day. You live a pretty decent life. You're eating good. You got shoes on your feet. You got clothes on your back.
Oh.
And you were taking
amen.
Things.
Like
and this is not me. This is not me.
Like,
I tell
about
that
again.
Lord, dear God.
But
Say it again. Get to the end and find out that he was just what he said he was. I don't want to take that chance. I don't want to play with my life like that. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us just pause here for a moment. I mean, this is some good stuff, but I need to know if we have anyone else that want to talk, want have a question, or just need us to hear them. Brother Doctor, we have anyone else?
You ain't got to worry about it, Sister Mary. I'll break in on you when we do. I'll break in on you. But we did have a request for a special song. We did have a request for a special song.
Okay.
And what special song is that? I'm gonna play a little bit of Sister Mary because they did ask for it, and a couple of people on this show love it. So I mean, it don't really catch me, but if they love it, you know, I gotta go along with it. So here it is, Sister Mary, for a minute. You can go there and get you some Kool-Aid or some Ginger Snaps for a minute. I'm gonna play it for a minute.
Never would have made it.
Oh yeah.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better, when I look back over all you brought me through.
Amen.
Amen.
But Sister Mary, I got a confession to make on that song. Now, you know, I told you before I played it, people were requesting it, and Lil Emily, she loves it. Brother D loves it. They love it. But the reason I think it didn't really get to me, I'm guilty of what I'm telling everybody else to do. I never listened technically to the words. I just didn't like the music part of it, so I wasn't really listening to the words. Now I just listen to the words. I can get into it now.
Amen.
I can get into it
now. Amen. I thought about that when you were playing it.
Yeah,
I said,
Brother
Dog
don't
get it.
Words.
I said, but he will.
I didn't listen to the words.
That's a powerful song. Those are powerful words that he's saying, Brother Dog. Because when you think back what you've gone through, you wouldn't have made it to where you are right now, Brother Dog, without Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Even though you was not living the life for Christ, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
When God got his eye on you, I don't care what you're doing, he will pull you in. And he will pull you in so nice and gently, you think you did it yourself. You'd be so excited about it. Just like you're excited about what you're doing now.
Amen.
A lot of us can say, look where he brought me from. Because what we've gone through, we would not have made it through without God, Brother Dog. Without Jesus Christ, we would not have made it. Be it loss in our family, be it things happen in our lives, be it how people have treated us, we wouldn't have made it without Jesus. When you thought you just couldn't take no more and couldn't go no further, God shows you you had strength to go further than you thought.
Yes, Lord.
And that's
because
he take control of, just like the poem on Footprint. It ends, he wanted to know why he was only seeing one set of print. He said, that's during the time that I was carrying you. So when we're struggling and going through things, God carries us.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
So that song, and that's a beautiful, I love that song. That song is something for you to really think about. Never would have made it without him. When I went through that major surgery, Brother Dahl, and I had the doctor to pray, I wouldn't have made it through that surgery if God had not have brought me through.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Keith would not have made it through that stroke if God hadn't put somebody there to see him in time to take him to the hospital, and all he had to do was take some medicine. Look at Jesus. And we should tell people everything that God do for us. We should praise God for, some people say, for the little, the big, the small, the whatever. Praise him for everything because he's worthy of our praise.
Taking nothing else for granted. Nothing else for granted. Period.
Thank you,
Father. Can't do it,
nothing
y'all.
For granted.
Sister Mary,
amen.
Nothing. I'm talking about nothing.
All right, man. All right, now. Nothing.
You know,
nothing.
If you see me, Sister Mary, and we ride
mm-hmm.
together,
mm-hmm.
and you see me cry, call me what you
mm-hmm.
want to call me. But I know, I know what it is. I know what it is. I know what
I'm
it's about. I'm
like you. It don't take much for me to cry either. I cry too. When I get to talking about Jesus, I cry. My nephew, Debo, he cries every time just about he opens his mouth. But it's not a bad cry. It's a good cry. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You feel good.
It's a difference.
But I just
it's
want to read.
It's a difference. Right. Go ahead,
yes, it is. I just want to read these two verses. Brother Paul said in Romans 8:38-9, he says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." And that's one I love that we can't let anything separate us from the love of God. Once you get to know Jesus, you got to hang on to him with everything that is in you. And as you was talking, Brother Keith, I was thinking about that verse. I said, let me read this, because you know what? You basically saying, I'm going to hold on, and I'm not going down. So that's a blessing.
Do it.
That's a blessing. And, you know, speak it. Speak it out to the Almighty God, because he hears. He hears if you don't speak it. He know your mind. But when you speak it, he's proud because you're standing bold and not ashamed to say it. So at this time, if we have nothing else, no other questions, no other testimonies, if we have nothing else, I just want to say we'll be here again next Wednesday, same time, same channel, with open ears, open heart. And I'm like you, Brother Keith, I just love everybody. I learned to love Brother Dahl and talking to him and seeing the goodness of his heart. That's what God sees, the goodness of his heart. Yes.
Before we close, can I ask you to do me one favor? Can you read Romans 10:9-10?
Just give me one second. Let me get to it, and I'd be happy to
no
read
problem.
That for you. Is it 9 and 10 or 10, 9 and 10? Okay, I got it.
10 and 9.
Okay. Wait a minute. "But if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and
mm-hmm.
shall believe
mm-hmm.
in thine heart
mm-hmm.
that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation."
Unto salvation.
Amen.
You want to be
Confession.
You want to be part of the family.
Jesus.
You want to tap into the promises. You want God on your side.
Believe
that
and confess.
The only way to get in.
Tell you
it's not hard. It's not hard. Thank you, Sister Mary.
Believe and confess.
And repent of our sins. Mm-hmm. He's so just and able to forgive us.
Brother Kiki says something before we go. I like that. You know, we try to reply to everything that we say to give some type of answer to the best of our ability. And Brother Kiki stated something out of his mouth earlier. He said that a lot of people on the line saying, man, I'm not going over there. I'm trying to race. You know, we here let you all know that if it wasn't for God and his almighty power, you wouldn't be able to
race.
Amen. The race car that you think you own, belongs to him. It all belongs to him, according to Scripture.
Amen.
The Bible says he's a jealous God. I like that about my God. I like the fact that
Amen.
when you're dealing with jealousy and you know a person is jealous, it'll keep you grounded, it'll keep you rooted, so you won't do nothing to make them jealous. So remember those two things when you think about that race car. He owned that race car, you know.
Amen. So at this time. So you want to say three more words?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Go ahead.
Sister Mary, as I be, you know, putting dog on that shelf, it's only because that's the way, when you talk about a race car is what got me here to be able to get all this stuff off my chest, you know, because that's what,
all right, man.
You know, the man, one of my friends from Syracuse over there, I'm living out in North Carolina, he told me, because I was still in such a dog after the race. I still hadn't seen that man again. And that man told me, he said, you know what? They got a radio show. And you can get the phone. I'll get you the phone number. He got me the phone number. And he put me off Wayne. He's from Syracuse. He's on the opposite team. Now, him and I, we was opposite team. But we said, regardless of how this race come out, we was going to still be friends. And he the one hooked me up, Wayne.
Amen.
He hooked me up with dog number and everything. And I just want to say about the race car is what got me here right now with the person and the people. Because without, see, dog, he says, let's this Sister Mary show and all that. But you know what? If I wasn't in search of dog, Sister Mary, I guess I would have had to reach some kind of other way. But This man got it's something about him, and I just want to tell him that, and he can tell me to stop putting him out there like that. But I can't help myself, and I'm gonna continue.
That's all right.
I love y'all, and I respect everything he tell me. You know, but it's just something about him and what this the governor's thing that we tied into now in this platform. You can believe if I'm sitting back like I sit back, tonight, I'm going to be sitting back. And then, you know what, I'm going to see y'all face to face like I got to be able to see dog. I'm going to be able to see some of y'all face to face on something good. I can see it. I can feel it. And I know that it's going to be so. God is good, and I know that God is working on this thing, and he's putting people that like, he's saying, hey, I could have said something. Sooner or later, you'll say something. I'm glad that I said something.
That's right. We're going to.
Everything that's worked out so good.
Amen. We're going to continue with this. We're going to continue with this, brother. We're not going to get tired after a day or two. No, we're going to go ahead and do God's will. That's why we're here.
You know what I heard, y'all? I heard somebody say it's something about that name, Jesus.
The name Jesus.
It's something about that name.
It's the sweetest name I know.
He didn't say something about the name Willie Jr. He didn't say nothing about Sister Mary or nothing. They said it's something about the name Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He said sweeter than what?
Honey on the honeycomb. Amen. So we're getting ready to close at this time. And again, we want to see you all again. And I did say see. We want to hear from you all again next week, next Wednesday, same time, same channel. And come ready to give your testimony, ready to whatsoever's bothering you. I mean, we are willing, we are here to help. God didn't give Brother Dolph to have me to do this for nothing. So at this time, I'm going to say a short verse, Brother Dolph, and I'm only doing this because you said, Sister Mary, and I'm saying no more. And we're going to have Brother Kemp to pray afterward, and then we will turn it back into your hand. And it's not a song, it's just a little hymn that I'm going to sing because it's fitting for this time. While you're on your knees praying, God's got an angel. He put him on the run. You may be high, you may be low, you may be rich, or you may be poor, but he cares, he cares, he cares, he cares for you. That's to everybody that's listening.
Yes,
just remember, God cares.
Hush your mouth. Hush your mouth. Can you bring another one or two verses? Tell me,
Brother
D
made that.
One or two more verses. I got a request. I don't care who like it. Tell how you go to mute. God, give me one or two more of them verses now. I ain't gonna stop playing. I want to hear one or two more of them verses, girl. I want him, Sister Marion. Sister Marion, let me hear him. Come on.
You know what?
Come on, Sister Marion.
That is the only verse
Mary.
That I've learned on that.
Come on,
Sister
Marion. You should open the door, Sister Marion. You should open the door. Come on. You open the door.
You open the door.
Come on.
I ain't asking for no key. I ain't asking for no wonder.
Bro,
I ain't asking for nothing.
I got
let me get it, Sister Marion. Open your mouth. I'm Sister Marion. Sister Marion. I don't care if you sing the same verse again. I want to hear it.
I had to do
the
that
same verse.
When Brother Dog brought it up last night, in my spirit, I wasn't comfortable because he wanted to hear me again. So I had
to
do
it. Tonight, let me hear it again. Well, you comfortable right now because it sounds good to me. Let me hear it just one more time, please.
While you're on your knees praying, I've got an angel. He put him on the run. You may be high, you may be low, you may be rich.
I'm gonna tell you the truth now, Sister Mary. You sound real good. You got everybody excited. And that's what this program about. But I'm gonna have to say something you might not like now. I think O'Popkin outdo you. I think O'Popkin outdo you though. O'Popkin
sing too. Pop can sing. I used to sing with it. I know how he sings. That was just a short one that I gave so that
Oh yeah.
They need to remember next time they say I can't say it, I gotta pause that auntie to say it for me.
Okay.
And they can play. All right,
Sister Mary, it's in your hands, Sister Mary. It's in your hands, Sister Mary.
Amen, amen. I'm glad you all enjoyed that, but I just really want to get that off for all the testimony just led to me to give that, and I did that for Brother Dog as well because he asked, because I don't sing as much as I used to. So at this time, we're going to ask Brother Tim. Are you still with us, Brother Tim? Brother Tim, are you still with us?
Yeah. You got to take my time, get off of mute. That's all, just on mute.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, at this time, we're going to ask Brother Tim if he'll close us out in a prayer, and we're going to turn it back into the hands of Brother Dog, and we just ask you all to be with us the same time, same channel, on next Wednesday night, because we're going to bring people out of this grief and all these heartaches and all these problems and bring them to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory be to God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our God and allowing us to be your people, your servants, Lord. Father God, we just ask that you continue to strengthen our hearts. Fill us up with your spirit, Lord, that there won't be no room for any foolishness, Lord. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to bless your people because you have blessed us. Lord God, we just ask that they would come and expose themselves to you, Lord. Not to us, but to you, Lord. And Lord, we just say thank you. Continue to bless this show. Continue to bless every member that's here, Lord God. Let us all become a team and continue to love you, Lord, together collectively. So we just say thank you. We ask that you continue to watch over us and all those who are sick and shut in. Bless them and touch them with the fingertip of love, Lord God, and let them know that it's you and you alone. We couldn't have made it without you, Lord. So we just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Sister Mary, or Dog.
Back to Brother Dog.
I think out of all
by that mean old Pharaoh, still love to carry. I made it through.
I made it through.
I did lose. Experience loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Still alive.
I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
Testimony.
Is there anybody in here have that testimony? I made it through. Part of the storm and rain, I make it pay. I'm still alive. I'm so glad I made it.
I made it.
So glad.
Yes.
So glad right. I made it.
Yes. Yep. Wow, man. Dog, you're trying to make it.
I made it.
Watch what he's going to say, y'all. Watch what he's going to say, y'all. Watch what he's going to say.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I lost my mind.
So glad.
But I made it through. I wish I had a witness. Is there anybody who had to get you in it?
Yeah.
That you almost threw at the
time.
But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it through.
Everybody. Yes,
all right. Good night, everybody. And God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
Peace.